Maria had a very sweet tongue, and that's why the Prophet ﷺ used to spend hours with her, just talking to her, you know, and Egyptians are known for that. Actually, Imam Shafi'i says something funny. I was reluctant about saying this, but you know what? Anyway, Imam Shafi'i says, whoever does not get married to an Egyptian girl, then he's not married, really. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whenever he gets married, he builds a small house, really small, like one room, maximum two rooms, by the masjid to his new wife. And that's what we call hujuratun nabi, the rooms of the houses of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They were around the masjid al-Nabawi in Medina. Every time he gets married, he gives one of his wives a house like that. Except for Maria. He took her to a different place that was completely far away from this place called Al-Awali. And those who go to Medina, this place still exists until this time, and the house of Maria is still there, and they even know where she gave birth to Ibrahim. They tell you she was sitting here when she gave birth to Ibrahim, the son of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So why did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam do that only to Maria, that he took her to a different place, that place called again Al-Awali, not close to the rest of the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? The reason actually is Maria was the only wife that was not from Arabia. She's not from Saudi Arabia. She was not from that area. She's from Egypt. The environment is different. The weather is different. And you see the greatness of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He already knows that she feels lonely because she's away from her family and her friends and all this. He at least wants to provide her with a close weather to the weather of to Egypt weather. So what he did, that Awali place is it has some gardens and some plants and different, a little bit better weather than the rest of the area. So he gave her a small house over there. Again, look at the greatness of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he looked even at this small detail, that my wife is not from this area. She might feel bad. So some people even get sick in the, you know, different weather, different environment. So he wanted her to feel as close as possible that she is at home. And that's why he built her a small house in the place called Awali. Again, if you go to Medina, ask for that place called Awali, and they can show you the house of of Maria still exists until this time. And there is this kind of pillar in the middle, and they tell you she was sitting here when she gave birth to Ibrahim, the son of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.